Now, recently, the issue of microplastics has never been that far from the news. They're tiny bits of plastic from a few millimetres in diameter to even nanometres that can be washed away from everyday objects, including cosmetics and clothes, or can be from larger pieces of plastic breaking down over time. Because they're so small, they aren't easily filtered out by our current sewage systems, meaning they can end up in the sea and can cause issues in the marine world.
Now, scientists from the University of Adelaide in Australia have announced a new catalyst that they hope can speed up the breakdown of microplastics in an environmentally friendly way. Ankita Anurban spoke to Liliana Frook from the Chemical Engineering Department at Cambridge, who wasn't involved in the study but took a look at the paper for us.
So in this paper, the authors have designed a new catalyst. So they speed up the reaction. So they made a catalyst which is a hybrid between carbon nanotubes and manganese compounds. And manganese is a chemical element which is known as a catalyst in many chemical reactions. So by designing this catalyst, they have shown that they can actually use it to degrade microplastics. And when we think about degradation, that means not kind of cleaving it into the smaller pieces, but really degrading the chemical structure. This is, of course, an interesting approach.
So you said it was a carbon nanotubes.
Yes.
Are these just really small tubes of carbon?
If you imagine a very, very, very thin layer of carbon, if you would bind this into the tube, then you will get a very small nanotube. In their case, it was several hundred nanometers in length of these carbon nanotubes.
We can put a catalyst in to speed up a reaction. So does that mean that the reaction was going to happen anyway and we're just speeding it up?
You know, in general, there is nothing in the nature that stays the same. So eventually the plastics would degrade. It just takes thousands of years. So you would like to speed it up. So what they've shown in paper is exactly how the plastic structure changes over 6 to 8 hours. Eventually they say that you can degrade the plastics into CO2, carbon dioxide, and then this carbon dioxide could be used by marine organisms in the photosynthesis, for example, if you have a plankton to produce a biomaterials. So I think the plan with some of these new strategies is basically to use them in sewage water treatment plants. And if you have a combination where you have one reactor within this plant with microorganisms, then the products could be used to create a biomass. So you would have a circular system.
So these catalysts are described as springs.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the shape of that important?
For catalysis, the surface is important. So if you have a spring-like surface, you're introducing different curvatures so that the molecules can fit in, but you are also increasing the surface amount that is available for catalysis. So it's much better to have a curved surface than, for example, just a planar one.
These springs are also magnetic.
Yeah, so having a magnetic materials is, of course, very useful because you can imagine that you throw this catalyst into a mass of water. So how are you going to get it out? One way of getting it out is to use magnetic force. So you basically use a big magnet where you remove your catalyst when the reaction is done. So you first recycle your catalyst and you ensure that the catalyst is not ending up in the drinking water.
So do you think we'll be using these kind of catalysts in sewage treatment plants anytime soon?
Although this is an interesting concept, it will take a while until this is practically usable, because one issue is the production scale up of these materials. And the other thing is, of course, there needs to be a certain time which you invest into studying the biocompatibility. You would not like anything to leak out into the water what is maybe more toxic than the plastic itself.
For now, do you think we should just use less plastic?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things is that dealing with plastic would require changes in our lifestyle. This whole hype about microplastics is relatively recent, But I think we first also need to focus on the other plastic waste, because even if we deal with the microplastics, there will be new microplastics produced from the plastic waste we have. So there needs to be changes in policy making, but also in the personal relationship to plastics.
That was Liliana Frook commenting on a paper by Jian Kang and his colleagues at the University of Adelaide, and it was published in the journal Matter this week.
Hi Katie, how are you?
I'm pretty snug, to be honest. Quite cozy in here.
The Naked Neuroscience podcast explores the workings of the brain and the nervous system in our bodies and beyond.
It does not mean that you need to be sophisticated on an instrument. You can just hack on the piano.
Wow, so I can legitimately tell my friends to shut up because I've just passed my driving test.
You have my blessing, yeah.
Do you want to know who you are? Can we actually understand how we think?
From lifting the lid on consciousness to remembering how to forget, join me, Katie Haler, each month as we make connections with scientists and spark up conversations on the latest neuroscience news. Listen and download for free at nakedscientists.com/neuroscience or subscribe to Naked Neuroscience wherever you get your podcasts.